This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf. And I saw something very exciting on the news. People were delighted to see 2,000 plus dolphins all together, swimming together, at least several different types, but two in particular, the Pacific white-sided dolphin, the one we all think of, and then something called the northern right whale dolphin, which is one of two types of dolphins that has no dorsal fin. So they're very elusive and they're not usually seen. And there was this massive collection of dolphins swimming off the coast of California. And nobody exactly knows why. Experts were asked and they said a variety of things, the obvious. They said, well, maybe they're gathering to eat, or maybe they're gathering to escape predators. Yeah, maybe. But I mean, that many? How about a meeting? How about an annual general meeting? How about election time? I mean, seriously, they're as smart as we are smarter. Why do you think a whole whack of them from different species all got together off California? Maybe they're having a discussion about the pollutants in the water from the fire. I don't know, but they're probably doing something smart. So I think we underestimate animals when we see these things. I mean, clearly they could escape predators without gathering several different types and over 2,000 individuals. I mean, same for hunting. I mean, how well could you hunt in a group like that? Probably scare everything off and eat it all. That's ridiculous. Sometimes these experts really, really get my goat. All right, so SNL had its 50th anniversary, and they did a lot of skits that had to do with animals, but one in particular was this one from years back where it's like a dog skit, and the two dogs are sitting around asking, and one dog says, "Are you fixed?" And the other dog says, "No, I ain't broken." So there's my joke of the week, people, for all of you who ask me for these jokes every week. Okay, so I want to also talk about, well, there were some dolphins spotted off in Vancouver, too, and I suspect they were either leaving that group or on their way to meet that group, but quite a lot of them were spotted. People were treated to it while being in the city, which is always an extra treat when you're just walking your dog or going to work, and all of a sudden, boom, there's this display of marine exquisiteness that confronts you on your daily walk, you know, splashing and breathing and yeah, it's pretty magical. All right, everybody, we're going to go to break and come back and talk dogs and cats. And we're going to talk about Paul McCartney. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about that song Jet that he did with Wings? I was never a fan of that song. I'm more of a Beatles fan, you know. Baby, you can drive my car, stuff like that. But this song, Jet, is actually about a dog. It's an old song, so why am I talking about it today? Well, stay tuned and find out on Animal Party, Pet Life Radio.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back with Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. And that's me, Deb Wolf, telling you about Paul McCartney. He's not my favorite Beatle, but he's a Beatle nonetheless. And he sure is productive and 81 years old. He's married to Nancy Chevelle, and he's been a vegetarian since 1970. He's done so much to advocate for animals. His former late wife, Linda, was a real animal advocate. And his daughter, Stella, who's a fashionista, a fashion designer, only uses ethical materials and is really outspoken about that. His dog, back when he was in the Beatles, was an old English sheepdog. And you may remember she was called Martha. All right, so why am I talking about him and Jet? Because Jet is the name of his newest dog. And even though Paul McCartney has a ton of money and resources and could have any dog he wanted, any cat he wanted, any pet he wanted, he went to an animal shelter to get this dog, originally named Rover, now named Jet. And I saw a picture of the dog. It is definitely a spaniel, and it is a black spaniel, so it doesn't photograph all that well. Wonderful choice. Okay, so what about the spaniel? Spaniels are retrievers, and they bring back ducks. They have droopy ears. They're medium size. Most spaniels are slightly bigger than the cocker spaniel, which you probably are familiar with, a little smaller one. And they're incredibly obedient and a little bit high energy. So I hope he's going to throw the ball for this dog. They're extremely easy to train, loyal, great with kids, soft-natured, round mouth, just a terrific choice of a dog. So well done, Jet, and well done, Paul. Great job. And of course, Nancy Chevelle, because you're the one who's going to be taking care of that dog most likely. So thanks for doing the right thing there, Paul. The lyric in the song about Jet is, "Jet with the wind in your hair of a thousand places." And that makes me think of a dog in the car. Yes, it does. A dog in the car with his head out the window, which veterinarians say is a bad idea. It says they say it can damage their nose and they can have things hit them. But I must confess, I drive with the windows down and the dog heads out the window. I do. At least a little bit. At least so they can scent as we go, because they just love to smell where you're going. If you don't do that, it's almost like if a person were in the back of a car and you made them wear a blindfold while you drove somewhere. Okay, we're going to school, kids. Put your blindfolds on. That's what it's like for the dog, because most of his information comes through his nose and he really wants to smell the neighborhoods. So let your dog smell the neighborhood. Okay, we're going to go to break and come back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And I got a question that really doesn't have to do with dogs or cats, but it has to do with politics. And I have been pretty outspoken about the politics lately. So I'm going to go a little tongue-in-cheek on you and be a little silly about this tariff problem. But somebody wrote in and asked me, what is my definition of elbows up? What is my definition of elbows up? Well, I'll tell ya. Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. All right, elbows up. You really want to know about that right now? I guess you do. Okay, Mike Myers kind of said the slogan on SNL, and it went around the country here, because he's one of ours, by the way. Yeah, a lot of your funny people are actually ours from Canada originally. And Mike Myers, he said, elbows up, Canada. And what does that mean to Canadians? Well, I'll tell you, it's a hockey reference. And it means get your elbows up. You're not going to attack anybody. You're not going to cause a fight. But it's sort of like a Star Trek shield up, right? And Gordie Howe, one of the best players ever in hockey a long, long time ago, he was the one who made that line famous. Elbows up. Now, you might think about it. If you've never played hockey and you don't know hockey and you're an American and you're thinking, well, what are they talking about? Well, it's something you might do when you box out in a basketball game. You're down and under the net and the players are jostling and you kind of lift your elbows a bit. You kind of kind of brace yourself for impact. You are not going to be moved. You're not going to be pushed around, and you're not going to be, yeah, your arms are ready to catch that ball. Well, in hockey, which is a lot more physical and contact is allowed, elbows up means Canada has their elbows up right now. It means this unpleasantness is not going to end one-sided. We are not a country to capitulate. And just because we don't strut and we're not full of bravado most of the time does not mean we're not tough. So our elbows are up, everybody. So to take that into a pet context, I would like to say that we would like our pets back. Canada would like, we would like our Nova Scotia duck tollers, our Labrador retrievers, our Newfoundland dogs, our Canadian Inuit dogs. Yeah, we'd like them back. And not only that, but the thing is, Canada isn't alone. No, we're not alone. We're a Commonwealth country. So on behalf of Great Britain, we'd like those dogs back too. And Europe, you know, so very much behind Ukraine. Well, the dogs of Europe, the Rottweiler, the Boxer, the Basset, the Frenchie, the Dalmatian, the Weimaraner, the Dobie, and everything else bred in Germany. How about the British dogs? The Setters, the Retrievers, the Spaniels. Yeah, we want them all back. And you know what? You can, oh, and don't forget Mexico. Everybody who loves their Chihuahua, you better get ready to pack that dog up. We want them back. Mexico wants its Chihuahuas back. And you know what you get in return, America? Well, you get your new friend, Russia, supplying you with dogs. Get ready. Instead of your lovely, obedient Labrador Retriever, you're about to get a Siberian Husky. Pulls on leash, likes to escape, and howls all the time. Or maybe a Samoyed. Do you spend thousands of dollars on your own grooming, your own haircuts, and your kids? Get ready to hit the bank for that. Or maybe a Borzoi. Tall and skinny and weird looking and can jump out of anything. World record holder for highest jumper. So build up your fences, America. And how about the Caucasian sheepdog? That's a good one. I'd like you to have one of those. Yeah. Yeah. Good luck to your neighbors, because if he gets out, they're in trouble. All right. So that's what I'd like. Oh, and don't forget China. Because, you know, when you're giving us back our European originated dogs, because after all, they're immigrants, and the Canadian dogs, and the Mexican dogs, and you're trading for the Russian dogs, you must take some Chinese dogs, because we know how well you get along with them. So the Chow Chow and the Shar Pei are heading your way. Oh, you'll enjoy those so much, so, so much, with their aggressive territorial behavior and their high-maintenance coats and their medical needs. It's going to be fantastic. The only small dog you're getting from there is a pug and a Shih Tzu and a Pekingese, and all three, yeah, you better get vet insurance. So I suggest a trade right now. So, now, of course, I'm being silly. Mexico does not want more Chihuahuas. In fact, we definitely need to start spay and neutering those dogs, because they're everywhere. It's ridiculous. And they must have a very high libido to be so successful. Now, some people don't realize that dogs have different libidos. It's not that easy to get certain dogs to breed. And other dogs are so provocatively sexual that they get around. Border collies and chows in particular tend to escape and breed and make lots and lots of unwanted offspring. So I am being facetious. Chihuahuas as well. And I've even seen pairings where a tiny, tiny dog is successfully mating with a female dog three or four times its size. And she will actually lie down for him to accomplish this if he's the only suitor in the neighborhood. So don't think your intact animals are not going to reproduce. They are. And I want to give a little stat on that. So one female dog and her offspring, so her puppies, can produce 67,000 new dogs in 6 years. Okay, so the cat situation, so much worse. The cat situation, one female cat and her offspring can produce 420,000 cats in 7 years. So neuter and spay, everybody. That's the message there. Now, I was being pretty silly about the elbows up thing, but today I saw that we're taking all American alcohol off our shelves. It won't be sold in Canada anymore. And that's interesting. And originally it was planned to only do red states, but that changed. And it's just every day I wake up and look at the news and can't get over how this relationship has gone amok. It's like a bad marriage. It's just so shocking and surprising. To put it in a little bit of personal context, my mother had a place in Florida and stayed there most winters for years, decades. And my parents and my brothers and my sister and I have so many wonderful memories of years spent, you know, time spent at the beach and at the places that we went to on Captiva Island outside of Fort Myers, Florida. My mom was a volunteer at the nature park there, and we were really involved in the community and had friends there and were connected, not to mention the fact that many of my relatives are American. So am I more connected to the neighbor next door to me who happens, you know, is Canadian, or am I connected to my actual family, you know, who are Americans and I'm Canadian? I mean, it's so many people have connections, whether it's business or family or pets. My original standard poodle sire, stud dog, was from Montana. And, you know, like the pet world is all full of this cross-border stuff. And we don't want to make it smaller. We don't want to be a nation of quarantines. And you don't either. We don't want to be isolated. And I don't think you do either. Now, right now, we're moving toward other friendships. It's like in the breakup scenario, we're starting to date other people. And those other people have always been good to us too, like the Commonwealth countries. And right now, our new friend, Mexico. We kind of like who's sitting at the table with us. It doesn't give us a bad taste at all. There's no dictators there and no oppressed peoples. And it's going okay. But I really, really wish we could fix things with America. I wish we could go back to the beautiful friendship and the longest unguarded border and peace between nations. When I was a kid, you didn't even need a passport to go to the States. And now look what's happened. So I think that border is really not the cause of the conflict. And I think we Canadians and our trading and our joint efforts with so many American businesses should not be targeted as if they're separate and we're somehow exporting to America. When things go back and forth and back and forth, that's not the case. Now, I know you need our power and our wood and our steel and our water. And we like sharing, but we like fair trade. We like fair deals. So we hope that things will improve and America and Canada can get along a lot better. All right, well, thank you for that question. What does elbows up mean? I really didn't expect to tackle that on Animal Party Pet Life Radio, but I am hoping that things get better for all of us. Thanks, everyone, from me, Deb Walt, Animal Party and Pet Life Radio. Be good to your animals.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.